Hey, everybody, it's Ed and the Charlie Kirk Show. Glenn Beck joins the program as we just recap an amazing week. And we have a mandate to fulfill. Fulfill the mandate. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. We have amazing news, everybody. We won. We won the White House. And it still has not totally set in. Blake is with us. Blake, how are we doing? Has it set in for you yet? I mean, has it really, really set in?
It really hasn't, Charlie. Like, I was just thinking, first of all, it feels remarkable that it's already Friday. Like, we've been on air constantly, yet it also just feels like things have been happening so rapidly. It's like time has slowed down dramatically. And no, it hasn't sunk in. I'm not sure it will sink in until... well, maybe until it's all over. Even during the first term, I would always catch myself thinking, Donald Trump, that Donald Trump, he ran for president. He winged it most of the time. He beat the biggest machine ever, and he won, and he is currently president of the United States. And we're kind of replaying that, but now it's even more astonishing. It's like, okay, they indicted him. They shot him. They tried to take away his businesses. They banned him from everything. And he ran again. And again, he was mostly making it up as he went along. And he beat the machine again. It's remarkable.
It really is. And it's a nationwide mandate, everybody, the likes of which we couldn't have dreamt. And Blake, we were always resistant of that word landslide. But it objectively is. And it was an electoral landslide. And again, I just got to keep on bragging on my people. Donald Trump is up 6 points in Arizona, which is 2.5 points better than his 2016 performance in Arizona. So Donald Trump is, we have now posted, and it's growing, by the way, Donald Trump's best ever performance in the state of Arizona. Awfully invested in this beautiful state. And for all of you guys that knocked on doors and worked, we are turning this into the Florida of the West, everybody. This is going to become a beacon of freedom and liberty. If you live in the West and you are tired of tyranny in Colorado or California, consider moving to Arizona. Donald Trump wins by 6 points, everybody, and growing. This is a place to move with your family. We'd love to have you. And let's keep on turning this place into a beacon of freedom. Harry Enten, who is Blake Neff's former classmate, goes through the mandate of support, play cut 325.
Holy Toledo. All right. Trump gained ground in 49 states and the District of Columbia compared to 2020. I went back through the record books. When was the last time a party gained in so many different places? You have to go all the way back to 1992 when Bill Clinton improved upon Michael Dukakis's performance in 49 states plus the District of Columbia. The bottom line is, no matter where you looked on the map, Kate Baldwin, no matter where you looked, Donald Trump was improving on where he did 4 years ago, except for Washington State.
I checked, by the way, Charlie.
Except for Washington State.
And he says, holy yes. Toledo. And Trump did 4.5 points better in Toledo, Ohio than he did in 2020.
Let me just be clear, though. Why is Washington not doing as well? Because they're all moving to Arizona. All right, let's play cut 326.
It's just like, oh, my goodness gracious. These are the types of groups that you would never have thought that Donald Trump would have gained so much support among. 8 years ago when he first won against Hillary Clinton. Trump's was the best GOP showing among 18 to 29-year-olds in 20 years. You have to go all the way back to 2004. How about among black voters? It was the best performance for a Republican candidate for president in 48 years since Gerald Ford back in 1976. And among Hispanic voters, the exit polls only go back since 1972. But Donald Trump's performance on Tuesday was the best for a Republican presidential candidate in exit poll history.
I'll be honest, realignment doesn't really capture this. Blake, I have been told my entire life, you're older than I am, but not a lot. Were you alive in 1988?
I was not. I was born in 1990.
Okay, got it. So you're only 3 years older than I am, and I won't forget that. So the point is that in 1988, you and I, actually, no, 1988 would have been Bush. No, that, yeah, no, I'm talking about 1984.
Bush-Dukakis.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, and that wasn't as triumphant as 84. We have, and again, this is the modern day 1984, and I don't mean it in Orwellian terms. But can you build that out, Blake? Meaning, long gone are the days where you, like, flip New Jersey. But getting within 4 points in New Jersey, that is the modern day 1984. Do you agree, Blake?
Exactly, Charlie. There are fewer swing voters overall. America is more polarized. There's kind of a cap to how strong or how weak you can be. I feel like probably Obama in 2008 was maybe the last time some of the states you saw him get will ever be up for grabs, because 2010, the country diverged. So what the equivalent of a 1984 or even a 1988, where Bush did win pretty handily, is you just get every state that is reasonably up for grabs and you make the opponent states way closer than they should be. So there were 7 swing states going into this race. Donald Trump swept all of them and they were able to call all of them on election night. And then as a bonus, he's doing, you know, 8-9 points better than expected in New Jersey. He's making states that were supposedly edge cases for him, like Florida, into laughably one-sided races. They look as red as California looks blue. And you just have this sea of red all over the place. We love posting that arrow map, and we'll be posting it more once Arizona finally gets its results done and California finally gets their results done.
And it will be,
and it looks
it'll
better.
Be great. Yes, that's right. I want to just reiterate another element of this, though. That Obama, when Obama won in 2008, that you do remember, Blake, there was this feeling amongst the conservative movement in 08 and 12 that the country has permanently, profoundly shifted to the left and that there's almost no changing it. And now we are 16 years later than 2008, and this is the most conservative the country has been in my lifetime. I want you guys to understand that. This is the most conservative America has been in our lifetime. And for all the doomers and all the gloomers, it can get better. And I can I say something, just get this off my chest, Blake? I saved in my inbox 3,000 emails of people that said, Charlie, Trump will never win. They'll never let him win. You guys were wrong. I'm sorry. That kind of dooming mentality, I hope you guys repent and you check that out the door, because that was not helpful to anybody. That kind of cynicism, that kind of it's never going to happen. The can-do spirit of America triumphed. And no matter what in life, you should never get into doomerism. And there was a lot of it. Charlie, you're wasting your time. They're just going to steal it again. And actually, no, it turns out we can win, and we did win. It turns out that the American people spoke, and the American people shed the woke mind virus in record triumphant numbers. Blake, 1 minute remaining. Can you speak to how the country was in 2008 and 16 years later? It's a remarkable element of the story, because you felt in 2008 like this country was becoming profoundly left-wing.
They hyped it up. I remember the headlines, Time Magazine, I think the New York Times talked about it. They would talk about Obama, and this all went in with the cult around Obama, that he was the smartest, most brilliant orator, political leader in our lifetimes. It was truly remarkable to see. And the hype was he could be the new FDR, he could do a new deal, he could implicitly build a dominant political coalition that would win for decades on end and not really be challenged. And a part of this was there was this weird, you know, racialized triumphalism, although where they would say these, they didn't have the term yet, but they were saying these deplorables are going away. There's a new multiracial coalition. It will be democratic forever. And Donald Trump came along and smashed that to bits. In Texas, he won whites, he won Hispanics, he won Asians. He won American Indians nationally. It's a great thing for the country, because it means our politics are not racialized in the way the left wants them to be.
Hey, this is Charlie Kirk from my friends at BestHotGrill.com. Football is back, and so is tailgating. I'm so excited football's back, by the way. Whether it's Friday Night Lights, Saturday College Football, my favorite, Go Ducks, or Pro Sundays, Solaire Tailgate Infrared Grills set up fast and heat up quickly, only 3 minutes to searing hot temperatures, just like the big backyard Solaires. A Solaire grill will make you the master of the tailgate with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot. And the fast grilling times leave you more time to enjoy the pregame festivities. They also cool down fast so that you won't miss a minute of the game. The USA-made Solaire Anywhere, Everywhere, and All About Infrared grills are portable and perfect for any grilling on the go. From picnics to camping to RV to boating, but especially tailgating. Amaze your tailgating friends with the great food you grill with Solaire Infrared Grill. Learn more about these fantastic grills and Solaire's Try Before You Buy demo rental program at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
What a beautiful email. Charlie, you're right. I'm a pessimist by nature, and I was the one who emailed you saying the fix is in. That's why I thought Kamala didn't need a campaign much. I humbly apologize. I mean that. Thanks for all I do. Amy, no worries. Thank you. I just want to say it's less about what we – I get the attitude. It's just about you should never allow that to rub off on other people, because if everybody believed that, then we would have lost. And it made our job hard enough that we had to defeat the left. And I do appreciate that email. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Let me read this this tweet here, word for word. And while we do that, can we get my favorite red map up? Blake, this is my new favorite map, by the way, Blake. I'm going to make a shirt of this. My new favorite map. We need to take a moment and appreciate just how dominant Trump's win really was. Democrats have no hopeful trends to look to. In 2016, Trump won, but he did worse than Mitt Romney in a lot of the country. He bled support in suburbs and urban areas, and he made red areas redder, but also blue areas bluer. In 2024, everything changed. Donald Trump made red America redder than ever before, but he also made blue America redder than it has been in a generation. Miami-Dade County is 22 points more Republican than it was 8 years ago. It's more Republican than any year since the Reagan 1984 landslide. America's most Hispanic mayor city is also, major city is also the most Republican. Cook County, by the way, this is what's so amazing. My hometown of Cook County, which is incredibly left-wing and as crooked as $3 bill, we're also live on AM 560 Answer. Listen, Cook County is 11 more points Republican than it was 4 years ago. Trump is the first Republican to break 30% there since 1988. My Chicagoans rose up. I love you guys. And mind you, Blake, can we just take a second here? Blake, they did their convention in Chicago.
It was amazing.
They did their convention in Chicago, right? They did their convention in Chicago, and they do 11 points worse. They literally had all the attention on their agenda in the city of Chicago, and they do 11 points worse. Trump made Boston, Detroit, New York City, Fairfax County, Memphis, and Philadelphia all at least 5 points more Republican. I got to give credit to Tony Fabrizio and the Trump team. They were telling me this, right, Blake? I was telling you this. I was like, man, the Trump team, they trust their data. They said this thing's going to be a wave across the country. And I was not skeptical, but I was like, is it going to be that big, guys? And they were right. Starr County is in Texas is 98% Hispanic. The most Hispanic county in America, and has literally never voted for a Republican in its history until Tuesday. Donald Trump got 57% of the vote this year, beating Mitt Romney's figure there by 43 points. Anson County, North Carolina, is 45% black and has only voted Republican once in 1972. But Donald Trump just flipped it red with room to spare. He won it by 3 points, the same amount he won all of North Carolina by. Exit polls in Texas show that Trump didn't just win the white vote. He won outright majorities of both Hispanic and Asians. Exit polls show that Donald Trump won American Indians nationwide. God bless them. The entire country has revolted against the Democrat Party and their vision for America. The media mocked us this entire time. They were setting Charlie Kirk, Turning Point Action, and Elon Musk up for failure. But we trusted our data and we trusted our work. We were registering voters. We were chasing ballots. And Van Jones realizes it. Play cut 329.
And here's how we got beat. We got beat because the Republicans and the conservatives built a different media system that had to do with online, had to do with podcasts, had to do with streaming platforms, and they were spending their money there. We were laughing at them. and knocking on doors in Philadelphia and Detroit. It's like, there's no Trump people. They're not dropping literature. They're not knocking on doors.
It was laughing like, oh, Elon Musk and Charlie Kirk, yeah, but their PACs don't know what they're doing.
We were making fun of Donald Trump for having thrown away his ground game and doing some weird stuff online. We thought that they were idiots. It turned out we were the idiots. We woke up in a body bag because while we were knocking on doors, they were making these phones into 24-hour-a-day political weapons for themselves. And so we got outflanked, outplayed, outbeat by people who told us the whole time that they knew what they were doing.
You're right, Van Jones. The Kamala campaign was too busy mocking us and not doing the work. And we were doing the work. You know why? We had 1,000 full-time people on the ground chasing low-propensity ballots. And you guys were mocking us the entire time. Oh, Charlie just does memes. Charlie just, you know, posts images. They just do graphics at Turning Point. Don't take them seriously. All these people are like, oh, we're going to see the ground game materialize, LOL, because Charlie Kirk is running it. Well, actually, turns out, again, I wasn't the only one running the ground game. But that's the way the media narrative was framed, because they were setting us up for failure. Turns out, we won. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. The work that we did to turn Trump supporters into voters, alongside James Blair and the Trump campaign and Chris Buskirk and many other people, there's a small group of us, ended up being the most successful get-out-the-vote turnout operation in modern political Republican history. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Ask my friends at Tax Network USA about the IRS crackdown everyone's talking about. Their advice, if you owe back taxes, do not gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win situation. That's why you need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ aggressive strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor, even if you haven't filed in 1, 5, or 10 years. What gives Tax Network USA the edge? Their preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and which ones to avoid. And they won't back down until they secure the best settlement for you, which could save you thousands. That's how they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debts of people like you. Don't wait until the IRS closes in. Give Tax Network USA a call. It's free. Talk with one of their strategists and see how they can help. Imagine putting this nightmare behind you. Call 1-800-958-1000 or visit tnusa.com/Charlie. That is tnusa.com/Charlie. Tax Network USA gives a preferred direct line to the IRS. They understand how to solve your problem. tnusa.com/Charlie. We have the legendary Glenn Beck, who was super kind to have me on his show today and has had a profound impact on my life. Glenn, welcome to the program. We did it, Glenn, and
Thanks, Charlie.
A huge role as we persevered. I want to play a piece of tape, though, Glenn, that I think you will appreciate, which is of our mutual now passed away friend, Rush Limbaugh. And this was one of the last things he ever said. Let's play cut 328.
We are not sunk yet. We will never surrender. We will never give up. Never, never, never. It's not who we are. It's not what we do. We never give up.
Now let's remember, everybody, that was right before Rush passed away. I do too. But remember how dark things seemed then. Joe Biden and the Democrats controlled everything. And now let's just enjoy how we feel today. Glenn, welcome to the program. What are your thoughts?
Thank you. I feel, you know, Charlie, you've watched me and listened to me long enough to know, and we know each other. I'm not usually a ray of sunshine. And I think I was on your show last time I was on your show. I said, I can think of a million ways this goes wrong, but I can only think of one way that we survive this, that we come out and we're together. And that's God. We need a miracle. And I think we have a miracle. And that miracle came in many forms. First of all, the saving of Donald Trump. But also I think that was like a purifying moment for him. I think he had gone through so much fire, but I think it all just distilled at that moment. And the way he came together, he was the perfect candidate. I think he was, as good, if not better than Ronald Reagan. He was, on target all the time. He was a happy warrior. He pulled things off that nobody else could have pulled off. He was very, very focused on what he needed to do. He put a fantastic team, including you and your team, around him. Laura Trump was a miracle. The first time I've ever felt good about the GOP was this time. They can't get themselves out of a wet paper bag. And this time, I mean, I had full confidence in them. You know, on election day, you know, we had heard about cheating going on here or here, or suspected cheating. And, you know, I called right away and Laura would be like, we're on it. We got it. We got it. Every time. So when election day came, for the first time in my life, I could say with confidence to my audience, just call your local GOP. They're probably already in court with this, but just let them know in case they don't know. I mean, it was just a series of perfect timing and perfect execution. It was amazing, amazing.
And we just must appreciate how the American people made the right decision. Glenn, when you were on the program last, we said this would be a question on, can the American people resist ferocious nonstop propaganda in a 90-day period?
Yeah.
And we passed the test.
Yeah.
Was COVID a metaphorical Pearl Harbor moment where people will then look at the world differently after that, in the sense where they're not going to take propaganda at the same weight? It's going to change their viewpoint completely. There is no going back to how things were. Do we have a population that is more skeptical of corporate power? That is more. Yeah, please, your thoughts.
Oh, yes. Okay, so here's the thing, Charlie. First of all, I wouldn't put it in the category of Pearl Harbor or 9/11 because that was one event that happened one day and it changed everything.
Fair.
This was a slow drip. So maybe a 9/11 or a Pearl Harbor in slow motion. It started out slow, but it woke enough people up, not the entire nation, but it woke enough people up that were influencers for the other side. I look at the Weinsteins and people like that, Lindsay, people that were really icons on the other side that started to go, wait a minute, I don't think I'm with them, but I'm not with the Democrats. This is lie. This is not freedom. And that's what I think was the beginning of breaking everything apart. These people that were standing up and the average person saying, this is wrong. I can't live this way. And that just slowly spreading. And then when you look at this now a few years later and you see everything that we said, was right. It did start in a lab in Wuhan. We were involved. Fauci was making money. They were in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. They were working with social media to silence people. All of that came undone. And that's the Pearl Harbor moment. If you could put it all together, that's the Pearl Harbor moment. And then on top of it, it started to trickle down onto everything. Things were moving so fast. We had had enough time to check on all of the stories and see, wait a minute, you told us that what happened. And we were conspiracy theories because we said it was the other way. And that was wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. And people just started to realize they're lying to us all the time. Now, again, not the entire. I feel bad for the people that really, truly believe that Donald Trump is a Nazi, that women are going to be, you know, their heads are going to be on a pike or whatever they're saying today. I feel sorry for those people who have been so grossly misled. When they wake up, they're going to be very pissed at the media and the left. But the best thing that came out of this, and about a week before he was on Joe Rogan, maybe a couple of weeks, because he hadn't agreed yet, and they were saying that maybe he's going to be on Joe Rogan. And I said, please let that happen, because that will be the end of the mainstream media, because he'll go on Joe Rogan and he'll get, you know, 100 million people to watch, and it will affect the election because he'll perform well. And every politician will say after this, why would I go do a debate on ABC or CBS that gets maybe 15, 20 million people and it's all set up? It's not real. When I could go on Joe Rogan and spend 3 hours, he'll ask me honest questions. I can be myself and let the people judge for themselves who I am. It's over. The mainstream media is over.
This is exactly right. I want to play Joy Reid, who identifies the Joe Rogan experience element here. Let's play cut 330.
Did exist was a massive media ecosystem pumping into the heart of MAGA, run by the internet bros Elon Musk and Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, which this year handled much of the get out the vote operations for Trump's campaign, only for Trump to close it out with celebrity podcast host Joe Rogan in what would become Rogan's most watched episodes in more than a decade. But behind the curtain is disinformation king Elon Musk, who helped to elect Trump and enrich himself by using X Twitter to push out his preferred Twitter candidate, frequently with misinformation. And joining
I'm glad I want to let you loose on this, but just comment deeper, though. Lies do not stand in long-form podcasting because they get cross-examined. It gets flushed out. When we're in the pursuit of truth, that format benefits us, Glenn Beck.
So it not only benefits us, it is the only way. It's why they want to stop us from talking to each other. It's why they've encouraged us to stop talking to our family. It's why they've done their best to silence people on the other side. It's so funny because, you know, I was in the mainstream media and hated every second of it. And they said, you know, you just got to go online or something because you have no place here in the mainstream media. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I started The Blaze, did my own thing. The first guy to come out and and try to move a massive audience over. And when we did it and it was successful, then they realized, oh, crap. And then everybody else started doing it. I mean, look at the power of the podcast. It was coming anyway. They just thought we'll put all of these crazy people online because they thought they could control it at the time. But as we're seeing in almost everything, we don't necessarily do these things because we're busy doing our life. We're not, you know, look at you. Who has ever on our side done a get out the vote campaign like you have done? Only the Democrats. But when they force us to do these things, we get better than they are quickly. And then they're like, oh, wait, that's a problem. And then they have to shut you down. You know,
it's just
the same old record over and over again. What they don't understand is everything is about to change. And that's not just because of Donald Trump. That's because of AI, quantum computing, everything. The life as we know it is going to change. And if we have somebody who understands freedom and understands that people are in charge, not the elites, we have a chance of withstanding the AI that is coming. But Donald Trump, and he knows this, has got to get in and take those big corporations and bring them to heel on doing things like Google did on the day of the election. This influencing people without knowing that they're being influenced. You know, one thing I haven't heard from Donald Trump yet, and I really am anxious to ask him, is will you repeal the executive order that Barack Obama put in that allows our spy agencies to use propaganda on our own people and our own citizens here in America? That got no press when Barack Obama did it. It's got to stop.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. A large retail store just canceled the huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra pillows. But you know what? That's their loss in your game. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a dollar more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.88. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code KIRK, or call 800-875-0425 to take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. They've never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities at this price, so the limit is 10. Once they're gone, they are gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code KIRK to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88. the lowest price ever. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
We got 5 minutes. You can do it uninterrupted. Yeah. Ideas, personnel, creative things. The floor is yours.
Okay, just off the top of my head here, I wasn't really prepared for this. Do not put Jamie Dimon in as the Treasury Secretary or the head of the Fed. Fight the Fed. Close the Fed would be even better, but fight the Fed on things. Put Vivek Ramaswamy as maybe the Treasury Secretary. He's not part of that system. I'm afraid of another Jamie Dimon getting in there who would be... He's not a friend. He's not a friend. We need to clean out the top level of the Pentagon. All of those generals up at the top, they all came through the ranks because they're political players. Put somebody like Tulsi Gabbard in charge of cleaning house there. She doesn't have to be the Secretary of Defense, although she wouldn't necessarily make a bad one, but somebody that can come at it and is not a big conservative and everything else. This one is easy. All you have to do is look for the people who want to fight to win and those who want to play politics. Anybody play politics, get them out. Elon should be on the cuts right now. He should have a copy of the budget right now, and he should be looking at that. And Musk should also play some role with the deep cuts in regulations as well. I hope yes, Donald Trump yes, just takes yes. like he did last time. I'd like to see it double. Just cut the regulations. Remember, we have an election in 2026. It's going to favor the Democrats no matter what we do. And it's going to be hard to keep the Senate and everything else. So he really has two solid years. But remember, Ronald Reagan, when he started this, it wasn't really until 83, 84 where everything really started to show up and be good. So he may not have, the best story to tell in 2 years unless he gets everything done in his first 100 days and he can juice the economy. The way to juice the economy is to cut regulation, cut all of this crap that everybody has to go through. He should fire all those 80,000 IRS agents. He should.
Absolutely.
I am actually willing to listen and probably could support, if he could make the numbers work, on going back to the way we were, abolishing the 16th Amendment, getting rid of income tax. If he can't get rid of the income tax, then he should make it so low. Remember, Coolidge cut our income tax by 50% and cut the regulation and all of the spending by 50% in the first year. The second year, he came in and did it again, cut it by another 50%, and that gave us the Roaring Twenties. He should be looking at the Coolidge kind of cuts in both taxes and in spending and regulation, like Coolidge did. Just take a hatchet to it, because that will bring the economy roaring back. We don't need a 25 or a 21% income tax rate. We need at the most a 15% income tax rate. I again am for abolishing it, but if the numbers would work. Let's see. We talked about this earlier today. I'm for the Mike Lee plan of J.D. Vance being the head of the Senate. Thune couldn't be. If he won't go with Tim Scott, then it should be J.D. Vance, because those other two would be an absolute nightmare. I really took him at his word when he said we'll shut down the Department of Ed. I'd like to see that and a few others. RFK being in charge of making America healthy again. I think this is brilliant. I wouldn't put him in charge. I would have him, have a real effect on suggestions. The only reason why I'd say don't put him in charge is I'm not sure he's right on everything. But when it comes to big pharma, when it comes to all of that, when it comes to the FDA, he's 100% right. FDA is worthless, the other stuff.
But just really quick, Carrie Lake just won 58% of the latest vote drop in Maricopa. That was 23,000 votes,
excellent,
which is 6 points better than what she needs to close the gap. That is a big, big drop there. So she is very much in the game right now. I'm just, there's a lot of, points on the board here.
Yeah. Lee said he's the one, she's the one he wants the most because she'll die fighting on the Hill.
Glenn, God bless you, my friend. You're an American patriot and a mentor.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.